Chapter 54. Everything is loud, jarring, heavy darkness, cold, a rough mixture of sounds, beeps, voices, buzzing, pain. I want to go back to the other place. It is so near. My mother's voice finds me in the chaos. Her words make no sense, but her voice is a helium balloon lifting me. Each time I grasp onto it for a little longer, her voice begins to take shape. She calls to me, sings, reads to me. I am so close, sometimes before I slip back into the darkness. Donis, my beautiful girl, come back to me. Her kiss centers on my forehead, gentle stroking from the side of her palm to brush hair from my face. A warm washcloth caresses me. My lips tingle, and I cannot make sense of it until I feel the glide of something waxy. It coats my lips, first the upper one, with a dip as she adjusts for the philtrum, then the lower lip, so full she needs to backtrack. It falls into place. Mom is putting lip balm on me, the way we made sure Grand Mary started her day with a perfect red lip. At least, I think it is just lip balm. I hope I'm not lying in this hospital bed with a slash of lipstick, something pink and cheery. She wouldn't do that. Mom wouldn't dare. Oh God, she totally would. I groan and feel the edges of my mouth break into a smile.